Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with the Northern News Network. Currant bushes grow well in our region. The fruits make great jelly that is delicious when used as a glaze on roast duck or other smoked birds. But currant bushes don't continue to bear forever without proper care. I'll be back in a moment.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Like all flowering plants, currants produce their flower buds on wood of a certain age. Lilacs and peaches flower only on branches that are 1 year old. Currants flower only at the base of 1 year old wood and on 2 and 3 year old wood. Older wood does not flower as well. So to keep your currants productive, keep a good supply of younger branches coming along. Now is the time to prune out dead or diseased wood and reduce the number of canes so that each bush has about 3 1-year-old canes, 3 2-year-old canes, and 3 3-year-old canes. Take out all the rest. Also, for best yields, you'll need to fertilize the plants every year. An application of a complete balanced fertilizer, such as 10-10-10, will do the trick. Always try to remember to work in some manure in the fall to add even more nutrients and to increase soil organic matter. This is important for good currant fruit production. Currants do best in cool, moist soil, so an organic mulch of pine needles or wood chips will help to keep you in currants all summer long. And be sure to water your plants during dry spells. Gooseberries are another fruit that does well here, but they're probably one of the most obscure fruits we can grow. Gooseberry fruits are subject to sunburn, so be sure to maintain a healthy leaf canopy to shade the fruit. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff. Please join me next time for more Northern Gardening Tips on the Northern News Network.